Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministry. I thank and praise God for an opportunity today. I just want to call our Sunday worship to order now, giving reverence to God, who is the head of my life, and to Apostle Dean and everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God on today for an opportunity to praise God and worship God on today. I just give God praise. I want to first of all greet everyone in the awesome and powerful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I am so delighted today that you all have chosen to join us as the End Time Men and Women of War and Life Support Outreach Ministry. Join us as we worship God and doing our worship service on today. I give God praise. We're going to first start off with our devotion, our call to worship, and then our devotion, and we'll go on from there. The call to worship is now. I'm calling it our service to order and the devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. I will be reading, coming from Isaiah 114, Psalms 145. I will extol thee, my God, O King, and I will bless thy name forever and ever. Every day will I bless thee, and I will praise thy name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy work, thy mighty acts. I will speak of the glorious honor of thy majesty and of thy wondrous work, and men shall speak of the might of thy terrible acts, and I will declare thy greatness. They shall abundantly utter the memory of thy great goodness and shall sing of thy righteousness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great mercy, and of great mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All thy works shall praise thee, O Lord, and thy saints shall bless thy name, shall bless thee. I have just read you from Psalms 145, from the first verse to the 10th verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Hello? Oh, Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace today, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we've committed against you, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come asking you to bind the strong man on this afternoon. Bind up the strong man, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, and bind every demonic force, every demon on assignment, your assignment is counsel. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you today to cover this worship service, Lord. Cover this radio broadcast, Lord. Cover everyone under the sound of my voice and encamp your angels. Cover them in the blood and encamp your angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. Then I ask you, Lord, to send your anointing, Father. Put a shift in the atmosphere of this broadcast of our service, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you today, Holy Spirit, to send your anointing today, Lord. And Lord, I ask you to send your anointing now, Father, that when your anointing is present, and it's present to heal, and it's present to deliver, and it's present to set free on today. And Lord, I just give you praise today, and I give you glory. I ask you today to bless our service today, Lord, and bless everyone that's here. I ask you on today, Lord, to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost, Lord Jesus, may increase and teach and minister to us on today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise for just this opportunity, Lord, and I give you praise for just this chance, Lord, and I magnify your holy name today, and I glorify your name, Lord, and I give you glory, Lord, and I give you praise. Lord, I thank you for the Holy Spirit, and I thank you for the Holy Ghost, and I thank you for your word today, and I thank you for our service today, and I thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. For Father, I give you praise. I give you glory, and I give you honor. All these things I ask in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. Amen. We're going to have, we just thank and praise God, first of all, for allowing us to be on our radio broadcast on today. And I don't take anything for granted. I never take anything for granted. Mm-mm. I will not take it for granted. For God is a good God, and his mercy endureth forever. I give him praise, and I give him glory on today. I just know that he's going to do what he say he will, and we're going to just give him glory on today. I just thank God for the opportunity today that he's given us. Just to be blessed, just to call on his name today. I give God praise and I give him glory. Hallelujah. If we don't know him to know him, if we don't know him, we need to get to know him. God is a good God. God is a merciful God. And I just thank him, give him all the praise today. That's my testimony. He's been so good to me. He's been very good to me. And I thank God. We're going to have a song right now.
My heart's flowing in peace. It's my own belief. Take me to the King. Truth is, I'm tired. I tremble. I'm trying to bend, but where are you? I'm all churched down.
Praise him. I thank and praise God on today. We're going to get ready to go into the Word of God, for God is a good God, and He's so worthy to be praised on today. I give Him glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to just pray before we're going to go into the Word, just for a minute. We won't keep you long today. Father, in the name of Jesus, I just ask you on today to let me decrease, Father, that the Holy Ghost may increase, Lord, and minister to us on today. I have no power and no authority of myself, I just ask you, Holy Spirit, to speak to me in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you now, and I give you all the praise. I give you all the glory, Lord, today. In Jesus' name, I am. Amen. Amen. We just thank and praise God today just for another opportunity to let the Holy Spirit minister to us. We're going to be talking about the soul's watchman. The soul's watchman. That's from Ezekiel chapter 33 and 7. The soul's watchman. I'm going to read by hearing. I'm going to start from the beginning. Then I came to them of the captivity at Telabith that dwelt by the river of Chabar. And I sat where they sat and remained there astonished among them 7 days. And it came to pass at the end of 7 days, that the word of the Lord came unto me. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word of my mouth and give them warning for me. When I say unto the witness, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speak it to warn the wicked from his wicked ways to save his life, the same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked ways, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. We're going to be talking about the soul's watchman on today. And you know, I've been, it's kind of studying, and the Lord, will, like I say, will not give me a script to write anything to write down. I just study. And, you know, we as leaders, ministers, prophets, apostles, bishops, pastors, preachers, teachers, evangelists, rabbis, priests, whoever God calls in leadership as a watchman, this is what we're supposed to do. Of course, we're going to preach or teach or whatever God calls us to do, but we watch over their souls. I have somebody praying for me, watching over my soul. We pray for our congregation. We pray for our members. We pray for people all over the earth. We pray for them. I do. And I watch over the souls that God has given me to watch over. That's what we do. We cannot just sit around and watch people make mistakes. We don't warn them. We don't tell them anything. What we do is the ones that don't do what they're supposed to do, because there's so many of leaders. And I'm not bashing the leaders. I'm not bashing the leaders. But it's so many of us that's not doing their jobs that they're supposed to do. We see, God got us sitting up, because most, back in Ezekiel days, the watchmen, they were sitting up high in I'm not going to call it a castle, but a temple. They were sitting up high at the gate. They were sitting high so they could see all across the country, all across it, where they needed to see Israel, Jerusalem, wherever. They were sitting up high, and God put a calling on their life. He set them as a watchman over the souls of the people. Just like pastors is set to watch over the souls of their congregations, and apostles and bishops and preachers, whoever God, because sometimes we don't have a church. We don't have I'm not going to say ministry, because we have a ministry, but because God has set us watchmen over, we're supposed to have people even up under us that God has given us to minister to pray for, to look out for, to give a word to. God has given the leaders this, and when we don't do it, he's very upset about it, very upset. It's, their blood is required of us. We're responsible. We're responsible, because if we tell them and they keep sinning, then it's death for them. They die to death. That's what the word of God says. But when they turn themselves, when we tell them, turn themselves around, then the Lord will bless them, and they'll be living holy for the Lord the next thing you know. But they have to. We have to tell them. A lot of people out there are waiting for us, waiting for the people that God sent for them. A young lady here, when I got here, and I had a lot of young ladies up under me. Well, but when I moved over here, I went to work, and I was wondering why God sent me to this job. But the job was rather easy, because that's what I did. I cleaned credit. So he gave me a job at the credit repair place. So when I went there, God told me he sent me there for somebody. And I was like, okay, Lord. You know, and I went in there, and I started working. So when God said, there she is. And so I went up to her and introduced myself. Oh, she talked a few minutes, but she said, I need to speak with you. She said, well, I just want you to know I'm very private. So it's not going, you know, I don't tell my business to people that I don't know and people that I do know. I say, I understand, but I just need to talk to you. So what God had for me to tell her was about a young man she was dating, that he was going to leave her alone and marry somebody else. But she kept putting me off, and I kept trying. She kept putting me off, and it happened before I could tell her. So the next time I saw her, she was tore up from the floor up. She was broken and everything, and I had to pray and pray. I said, this is what God wanted me to tell you. And then she cried. She didn't. Well, I didn't know. I know you didn't know, but if you had to just listen to me, this would never happen. God set watchmen over the souls of men and women, over the souls of people. God set the watchmen. We don't pick and choose who we want to. If you do, you're on your own. But when God sets you a watchman, he'll let you know who it is. I remember a time when I went to jail. I went to jail for 3 days. God told me I was going. And he told me what I was going for, to minister to some women in jail. I went, I knew what it was because God told me. And after the 3 days, and I ministered to the women, it was about 8 or 9 women, young women, I had to minister to, and God let me out of there. No, nothing. He let me out. No charges, no nothing. And I thank and praise God for every opportunity that he's given me. It's a lot of people don't have the kind of opportunity to experience what I have. I'm telling you, when you have these experiences, when you can pray over people and mean what you say and love them regardless of what they're doing, regardless of how they're doing it, I don't care what a person does. I don't care what kind of sin he commits. We all human. We all make mistakes. We all do this. And I've been young. I haven't always been saved. I have not always been in the church. I have not always did what I did these things. But when I was out there in the street, I knew who Jesus was, but I was doing my thing. My mother brought me up in the church, but I went out, and I had a watchman. I had a watchman over my soul. My pastor was watching. Even though I went and joined and got baptized and I wasn't going, but he was still praying for me. He still was pulling on my spirit. He still was talking to God about having mercy and giving me grace. And I just thank God today that he had a watchman over my soul and over everybody else's soul. Because, honey, we wouldn't be here today. We'll be dead and gone by now if we keep sinning. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. And when I tell you, it makes a difference when you have a watchman, but the watchman have to know his job. He has to know what he's supposed to do. We got some watchmen they call dogs. They refer to them as dogs. And I don't like to even say that, but you do. They blind, they over in Jeremiah, I think it's 6 and 17. Jeremiah, let me see. They called them dogs. And Apostle used to take me to that scripture, and I used to say you shouldn't talk about them like that. And he was saying, I'm not saying this. God is saying this, but, you know, still, let me see if I can read this. What am I doing with it? 6 and 17. Anyway, I can't find it, but over there, they was calling them dogs because that's the way God was referring to them, as dogs, because they were blind. They wasn't doing what they were supposed to do. They were blind. They were blind, and they were leading the people wrong. They were like professional prophets. That's what they called them. In the commentary, where they was just all of the pleasure they had, they everything they desired, they wanted for themselves. They weren't thinking about the people. They weren't caring about the flock like they were supposed to. And God frowned on everything that they did. He frowned on it. But honey, I'm here to tell you today that in times like this, we need a watchman that's going to watch over our souls. We need a watchman. I don't care what anyone says. We need a watchman over our souls. I need a watchman that's praying over me. And I know Apostle praying over me. I need a watchman to watch over my soul. Let me know when I'm going the wrong way. Let me know when I need to be this way instead of that way. And I know we all can pray to the Holy Ghost. I know that. But if we didn't need this, God would have never put it in the Word. He sent watchmen. Oh, and we're supposed to have them and listen to the pastor, listen to the preacher, listen to the apostle and the bishop. We're supposed to listen to them when they tell you something. Because if you know, God is going to deal with you. When I tell somebody something, just like I told the young lady about herself and stuff, if she had listened to me, it would have avoided the deep hurt, the brokenness that she got. that she still is not healed from even today. But I tell you, if you would just listen to the man and woman of God, our children should listen. We should listen to the man and woman of God, because God sent us as a watchman over the souls of the people. And I thank and praise God. I don't take it for granted that he chose me to pray and to prophesy and to preach. He chose me to be a watchman over some souls. It may not be what as many as I like, but maybe I can't handle that many. God know what I can handle. God know what I need. But if I could just do a good thing with the ones that he sent me, and I'm telling you, I love the people of God that he sent me. I love the people of God anyway, but the ones that he had me praying over, I love them. And I would pray, I don't care what they've done or how they do it or whatever it is, because I know God is going to deliver and going to set free. I know he is, because I got enough faith and a belief in my heart to know that he's going to deliver and set free. I know that. I know that. I got enough faith for them. They don't even have to have the faith. I have enough faith that to believe and know that God is going to do this. So I just thank and praise God on today. I thank and praise God for being a watchman. It's so many watchmen out there that even haven't even accepted their calling yet. It's so many leaders that's not doing what they should do for the people, for the congregation, for the people of God. Because like I say, some people don't have congregations. They just have people, persons that God sent to them to be ministered to. And when you don't know who they are, why they in front of you, or why they study trying to attach themselves to you, a lot of times it be because God has already sent them. So, you know, I just thank God that he give me a mind to whoever he sent that I accept. Everybody's not good. It's not right for me that I accept. But I accept them anyway, and I pray for them anyway, because God has given me as a watchman over souls. And I thank God for that. I don't think it's no other higher calling to me than to be a watchman for the people of God, to warn them for what, and keep them from going the wrong way. And I know the Holy Ghost will teach us. I know the Holy Ghost, we can call on him and he'll show us the way, and he'll lead and guide us that we don't lean to our own understanding. But God has a call on people's life, on persons' life, to be a watchman. And I thank God. I thank God. I pray and thank him every day. I don't take it for granted that he called me into prayer and into intercession. I don't take it for granted that he put his word in my heart. I don't take it for granted that he didn't reach way down in the miry clay in the horrible pit and pull me out of that pit, set my feet on, established my going and my coming. He established me. He set my feet on the ground. And I tell you, I thank God on today. And I thank God that he loved us so much that he sent Jesus to be a watchman over us. I thank God that he loved us so much that he sent Jesus and he took the penalty for every one of our sins. I thank God that he sent Jesus, because the sin that we got gave us a burden, but Jesus gave us a blessing. He gave us rain, but Jesus gave us sunshine. He gave us weakness to sin, but Jesus gave us strength. He gave us misery, but Jesus gave us miracles. Sin gave us foolishness, but Jesus gave us wisdom. And he gave us darkness, the sin did, but Jesus gave us light. Jesus, he died
on Calvary's cross. He could have sent them in the name of Jesus. God sent his only begotten son that we might live, that he can be a watchman over us. And I thank God on today that God sent his only begotten son that I may have salvation in the name of Jesus. I thank God on today that he washed out every sin from us, every failure. He washed it out, every shortcoming. He removed it. Every mistake, he removed it. I thank God for every misunderstanding. God sent Jesus, and Jesus kicked them out. In the name of every bad judgment, every negative statement, Jesus, he removed it. I'm so glad that he went to judgment hall, from judgment hall, and he was whooped and beat all night long. I thank and praise God that he gave Jesus the fortitude and the strength that he stayed right there. He did not say a mumbling word. I thank God on today that Jesus, he hung on the cross for me and for you. He died right there on the cross and went to glory. But I tell you right now that it did not end right there, because when they took him to the grave, he got up on the third day out of that grave with all power. He got up with all power in his hand, power to comfort, power to love. He had victory in his hand. In the name of Jesus, unspeakable joy in his hand. He had all power in his hand. And I just thank God for being who he's supposed to be. In the name of Jesus, the watchman on the wall for every one of us. He is the watchman. He warns us if we don't even look and try to hear what he's saying. He give us warnings after warnings after warnings, chances after chances. And I thank God that he thinks of us and he loves us. I thank God on today. I thank God for sending Jesus. I thank God on today. I thank God, hallelujah, that he's my watchman. I thank God, hallelujah, that he's your watchman. I give God glory today, and I give him praise on today, and I give him glory on today, and I give him praise today, and I thank God, hallelujah. I thank God for the watchman today, and I thank God for the watchman today, and I thank God for the watchman that watches over our soul on today, and I give God glory, hallelujah, and I give him praise, hallelujah. I give him glory, hallelujah. Yeah, Lord, I thank you. I'm so glad, so glad. I'm so glad that Jesus died and he rose. I thank God today that Jesus died. He shed his blood. I thank God. I give him glory on today. I give God glory for sending a watchman. If we just listen, the Holy Spirit will warn us every time. All we have to do is listen. Listen, listen, listen. The Holy Spirit will let you know. Yes, he will, and I thank him on today. I thank God. Amen and amen. We're going to go right into our prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we come humbly before your throne of grace, Lord. And Lord, we just come now repenting, confessing, and repenting, Lord, and we ask for your forgiveness and cleansing, Lord Jesus, through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we just thank you. Thank you for forgiving us, Lord, and thank you for forgiving us, Lord, and I just thank you today, Lord, and I thank you right now, and I ask you to cover us now in the shed blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels, Lord, and all around about us to protect us, Lord, from all hurt, harm, or danger. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I give you praise today, and I give you glory. Lord, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice on today, and I pray right now for their families, Lord, and I ask you to cover each one of them, Lord, and cover, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I call your name. I'm calling on you, and I'm crying out today for everyone under the sound of my voice. I'm crying out, Lord, for everyone, Lord, all over the earth. I'm crying out, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, somebody needs you for one thing, and somebody needs you for another. Lord, I'm asking you right now, Lord, to touch right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm crying out, Lord, for the ones nobody else want to pray for. I'm crying out for those that's sleeping on the park benches, in the train stations, Lord, in the bus stations, Lord, in cardboard boxes, Lord. I'm crying out, Lord, have mercy today, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. They need you, Lord. They can't make it without you. We can't make it, Lord. We can't make it without you, Lord. We need you, Lord, every minute, Lord, every second, every hour of the day, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, I'm crying out today for children and sick, the ones that sick all over the country and all over the world, men, women, boys and girls, the sick and shady. And I ask you right now to just take a hymn, filled with your healing power, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and touch them right now, Lord. We bind the spirit of infirmity right now. Heal right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I just give you glory, and I give you praise, Lord. I give you glory, Lord. I give you praise for healing, healing, deliverance, and setting them free right now, in the name of Jesus. Those behind prison walls, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to have mercy in penal institutions, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that just sick at home, shut in, can't get out, I ask you to touch them right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we need you. We need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. Jesus, we need you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We can't make it, Lord. We can't make it, Lord. We can't do it without you. We need you tonight. We need you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. I ask you today, Lord, to just look down. Have mercy on the prostitutes. Have mercy and deliver today on the pimps. Deliver right now, every one of them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, those drug dealers, in the name of Jesus, have mercy today, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know all about them. You made them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to have mercy, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, those babies in the neonatal intensive care unit, Lord, have mercy today and heal right now, Lord. And I know you can heal them. You heal me, Lord, and you're not a respected person. I thank you right now, Lord. I thank you right now, Lord. I praise you right now, Lord. I give you glory right now, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we're calling on you. We're calling on you, Jesus. We're calling on you, Jesus. Oh, yeah, Jesus, he loves us. Jesus, we're calling on your name. We're calling on you, Jesus. We need you, Lord. And look down and have mercy. I pray for President Trump. I pray for his family. I pray for his wife. I pray for every senator. I pray for every congressman. I pray for the White House. I pray for everyone to have rule over us. Every police officer, every fireman, every military person. Lord, I pray for the truck drivers. In the name of Jesus, I pray for their families. Lord, have mercy today. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. We just give you glory. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. We give you glory, Lord. We bless your name today. We give you glory. Hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, sikana. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bless your holy name today. We bless your name, Lord. And nobody like you, Lord. Nobody like you, Lord. Nobody can do what you can, Lord. Nobody, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Heal right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray now for everyone that's a member of this entire men and women of war. In the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless them right now, Lord, with the blessing they stand in need of. I ask you to bless Apostle Dean and keep him covered under the blood. I ask you to bless right now, Lord. Oh, Lord, we need you now. We need you now. We need you now, Lord. We need you. We can't make it, Lord. We need you now, Lord. Eat up a city under hunger. You call up a sick be unnoticed. Oh, we need you now, Lord. We need you right now, Lord. In the name of Jesus, guide us, Lord, and lead us, Holy Spirit. And thank you for sending the comfort of Jesus. Thank you for sending the comfort. Thank you for sending our companion. Thank you right now, Lord. We give you glory, and we give you praise today. We give you glory, Lord, and we give you praise, Lord. And we give you glory, Lord Jesus. We give you praise. I pray, Lord, and I pray today for every man, woman, child, in the name of Jesus, those new conditions that they said children get, Lord, I just bind it up now. I cancel and I bind up the spirit of infirmity against the children right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I bind you up and I cast you out. I command you to go. I command you to go. I command you to go and never, ever return. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to cover it with the blood. Cover them in the shed blood. Cover them in your blood, Jesus. They need you, Lord. We need you, Lord. We need to be covered, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We bind every demonic force. We bind these forces, Lord, that try to come against us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. You have no power and you have no authority. You have no power and you have no authority. You have no power, Lord, and you have no authority. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for giving us the power and giving us the authority. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for revelation knowledge, Lord. I thank you for new revelation in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the sunshine, and I thank you for the rain. I thank you for the wind. I thank you for the snow. I thank you for the seasons. I thank you right now. Hallelujah. I give you praise today, and I give you glory. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you praise. Ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Lord, I pray for every single mother, every single father. I pray for them, every single parent. I pray for people living in their cars and in shelter home, Lord. I pray that you help them, Lord. I just pray for those, Lord, that don't know how to pray, don't even have knowledge to go and pray, Lord. I pray for those people, Lord, that don't never ever think about you, never ever call on your name, Lord. I standing in proxy form, Lord, that you will have mercy on them. Give them another chance to call on you, Lord, and be near to you. Seek you while you may be found, and call on you while you're near, Lord, and have mercy on them today, Lord. And they don't know, Lord, how little of a son. They don't know, Lord. And they don't know like I know, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I pray for every apostle, every prophet, every bishop, every evangelist, every pastor, every teacher, every rabbi, every priest, Lord, and every missionary, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to bless those that you called and ordained, and bless their families, Lord, and bless them today, Lord, and all over the earth, Lord, and all over in Africa, and Uganda and everywhere else, Lord. And I ask you to have mercy today. And have mercy, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. And have mercy, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, I pray for every atheist, Lord, and that he turn him from his ways, Lord, and run to you, Lord, and in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, every witch, every warlock, I bind up right now, I cast you out, I command you to go, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I ask you right now to turn every witch, turn every warlock, to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, every wizard, in the name of Jesus, dismantle them, Lord, destroy them, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, tear them down, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and set fire to them. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you today. We thank you for mercy, and we thank you for grace. Lord, I thank you. I pray, and I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. For the watchmen that watch over our souls, that warn us, I just thank God today that he got a watchman set over us, that when we go right, when we should have went left, that he'll let us know. I thank God on today. I just, sermon right here did something to me, because I know we have watchmen. I know we do, but a lot of them not doing what they're supposed to do. A lot of them blind and they can't see themselves. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God on today that he has some watchmen that's doing what he called them to do. He got some watchmen that's standing on the wall and they will not come down. In the name of Jesus, until they shift is over. Because watchmen like us, they have a shift. You know, some from 12 to 3, and from 3 to 6, and from 6 to 9, and from 9 to 12. And they have to watch them. They cannot sleep during that time. And I thank and praise God that I have my time to watch over the souls of the ones that he gave me. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise. I'm trying to stop. I can't, you know, I'm trying to come down. It's been hard, but this has been so good. I've been studying and reading and studying and reading, and I know I didn't get everything in like I should have, but I thank God what I did get in. I give God glory, because we need to know that we have a watchman over us, and I thank and praise God. I thank God on today. He is an awesome God, and Jesus watched over us. And when he went, he said, I must go that I can send the Holy Ghost. He sent the Holy Spirit to lead and guide, to watch over us, even though we have pastors and apostles and bishops and prophets. He sent the Holy Ghost, and the Holy Ghost will lead and guide us. So I thank and praise God on today. I hope I said something to help somebody on today. God is so good. He is so miraculous. It's not words that I can say how good God is. I don't have words so deep that how good God is. I don't even know the length and the breadth of the goodness and the righteousness of God. I don't know if my mind so fine can't even understand the length and the depth of his goodness, his righteousness. I thank God for being who he is in our lives on today. So I'm not going to hold you. I'm not going to keep you. I just thank God for everyone that came on today. I thank God for Prophetess Myra that is with us on today. I thank God for her, for being obedient to God on today. I give God praise on today, and I'm not going to hold you all. I just thank you for being obedient, coming on and supporting me. I love every one of y'all. I love you, and God loves you too. We're going to get ready to close out on today. God is so, so good. Father, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise.
We give you praise on today. We give you worship, Lord. We just thank you for an opportunity to call on your name on today, Lord. Thank you. We thank you for everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. Bless them and cover them now. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. You all have a good and blessed day. God bless you, and God love you, and I love you too. Amen. God bless you. Good night. Good evening.